Hello, we begin this news hour with a focus on climate change and the decades-long battle to limit carbon emissions. According to new research, ExxonMobil knew about the effects in the 1970s, but played them down in public. Yet those effects are all too real. A U.S. government report says 2022 was the joint fifth hottest year since records began more than 140 years ago. And in Germany, climate activists are trying to stop the expansion of a coal mine. Let's start our coverage with Stepp Vassen, who's live from Lützerath. And that is where police, as we can see behind you, are trying to evict protesters, trying to stop the village from being demolished so that coal mine can be expanded. Stepp, tell us what's happening where you are right now.
Well, I'm standing here at the last remaining house occupied by a climate activist, and quite dramatic scenes here in the last 30 minutes or so. We were right inside. We were on the attic with a group of activists who have actually handcuffed themselves to the attic, glued themselves to the attic, glued themselves together. And the moment police burst in, they came, the ladder was up, we were locked in. Suddenly police came in, the ladder came up. Police really came in with like 20, 30 at the same time. And they tried to convince them to still leave, but of course they are stuck there. They're now trying to remove them with all kinds of equipment that they brought with them. But during this whole scene, the activists continue to sing their slogans, their songs about climate justice, songs against the expansion of the mine. The spirit was still high. I have to say that they were quite upbeat, but of course it was quite a tense situation with such a force of police coming into this building. We were removed and we're now standing outside, as you can see, but the climate activists are still in there. There's still a few also on the roof. There's also some people hanging in ropes, so they have shown some serious acrobatic skills here. They have been training for this, so they were trying to make it as difficult as possible for police to reach them. But police, of course, has brought all kinds of equipment, and I can show you here on the other side, the village has been cleared quite a bit already. You can see the machines over there. Trees have been cleared. There's been wooden structures because climate activists have been camping in this village for around 2 years. The residents of this village, around 50 to 100 of them, have left already a while ago because they have had long legal battles with the energy company RWE, and they lost all these battles. But instead of the residents, these climate activists came in. They have built all these wooden structures. You can see still tree houses up to 20 meters high, and people have been for quite a long time. But this is now the last chapter of Lützerath, it seems. The end game has started.
All right, Stepp, just one more for you. What is the feeling that you're getting being there on the ground about how the situation is actually going to be resolved?
Wait. Well, I think so far it's all been very peaceful. You can see that police is trying very carefully not to hurt people. There has been some pushing back and forth. There's been some fireworks, some Molotov cocktails, according to police, have been thrown as well. There's another complication because police found out that there's a tunnel actually under Lützerath. It's been dug under the ground of this village. They don't know how big it is. They also don't know exactly where it goes. The only thing they know is that at least two activists are still inside. They have sent video of that. So that's something that has been delaying the operation. This is now day three of the eviction, and they were hoping to finish it by yesterday, but as you see, it's still continuing.
Okay, thank you so much. Stepp Vassen reporting for us from Lützerath, that's in Germany.